This is Jay Sekulow. It's Friday. It's a wrap-up on Pastor Andrew Brunson's case. Some new developments.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast on this Friday. I want to give you a wrap-up. I was not able to be on yesterday when we went live. Jordan and Fan handled the program, and that's because I was meeting with Senator Lindsey Graham on the situation with Andrew Brunson. And that's because there was an anticipation, a lot of us had it, that he was going to be released. Actually, yesterday would have been the day we expected a release. Let me say this. He has been, as you know, the day three of the trial took place. We've talked about that. He was sent back to prison. And everybody is obviously very concerned, very disappointed. I had an opportunity to meet with Senator Graham. I had an opportunity to meet with the president. Fan met with members of vice president's staff and others. I will tell you this, and we're going to get into this in great detail. We're taking your calls. Your prayers for the family and for Pastor Brunson's release this weekend, really important. In fact, Senator Graham told me to share with our audience your prayers more than ever right now, because there are levels of negotiations going on for his release on a bilateral basis right now again. Now, you know, we expected the release on last week. I still believe there's a chance that release could take place in this coming week. Things have to be worked through, the diplomatic process. I'm going to let Than address some of that in a moment, but I will tell you this. We should not lose hope here. I think we're on the threshold. I still believe it. These are very complicated, folks. As Jordan said the other day, you get to these moments and things happen, and you've got to be flexible. We had a full team in Washington, D.C. working on this. We're sending additional reinforcements back to Washington for next week on this. Dan, I'll talk more about what I learned. What about, we haven't had much of a time to chat about this because we've all been in separate meetings to cover Washington. We had lawyers and government affairs staff and offices throughout Capitol Hill and the White House and everywhere else.
It's been an around-the-clock effort for a number of days and weeks and months, really, now, Jay, but especially over this last week since that third trial day for Pastor Brunson. Here's sort of my takeaway, though, from the last 48 hours. I mean, if there is a level inside the United States government, that level is engaged right now on behalf of Pastor Brunson. I am absolutely convinced it is a highest priority for the United States. That message has been communicated at every level to Turkey, from everyone from President Erdogan to the foreign defense minister to all levels of their government as well. So that diplomatic solution, Jay, that we have always said is the only way this will resolve positively is a political or diplomatic solution. We knew we would never get a good outcome out of the judiciary system in Turkey. Jay, that has been fully engaged. Like you, I continue to be in prayer for Pastor Brunson. I can't imagine being remanded back to prison after this third trial day. But look, here in Washington, D.C., I have every assurance from the executive branch to the legislative branch to the bureaucracies, the right people are engaged, and Jay, it all comes back to the signal that was sent from the President of the United States directly to President Erdogan that this is a top priority for the United States government.
Yeah, here's what the President said. A total disgrace that Turkey will not release a respected U.S. pastor, Andrew Brunson, from prison. He's been held hostage for far too long at RT. Erdogan should do something to free this wonderful Christian husband and father. He has done nothing wrong, and his family needs him! Exclamation point. The fact of the matter is there is work going on right now. But Wes Smith, Colonel Smith, is with us. By the way, we are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you're calling to tell us you're praying for the family, you want us to share that, that's important too. Colonel Smith, we know dealing with Turkey, it's complicated. And this is a complicated matter.
Yeah, there are huge international strategic impact to anything that we do with this NATO ally who is not acting like an ally. I think what really gives us hope for Pastor Brunson, though, is that Erdogan knows the United States and many of our NATO allies, we are serious. And Turkey, I think, as we speak, is counting the cost. Is this worth it?
I want to know what you're thinking about Pastor Brunson, what your questions are that you have on this situation. And how about religious freedom in Turkey generally? Let's talk about all of that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll take your calls. Don't forget the ACLJ matching challenge. That's easy. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We're going to be back with your calls. And as I said, our phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, pray for Pastor Andrew Brunson. Really important that you do that. Pray for his family. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the leaders of Turkey as well.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. Everyone, we're taking your calls and your comments, 1-800-684-3110. Jeff on Facebook writes, what does Turkey hope to gain by holding Pastor Brunson? Good question. The President of the United States called him a hostage, and that's a very strong word. And it raises the question of what do we think Hopi's trying to... Oh, Turkey's trying to get... Look, they're trying to get Fethullah Gulen. That's what they want to get. That's a cleric that's held in the United States that Erdogan blames for the coup. But there's no charges that have been leveled against him, and they haven't made an extradition case out for him that meets the standards that we have in the United States of America for that. So that's number one. Number two, and I think this is important also, important to understand, is Turkey is using him as leverage. I don't think, Wes, there's any question of that.
Oh, absolutely. They're using him as leverage. The other thing, too, Erdogan is an Islamist, and he is the first leader of Turkey in two or three generations that is not committed to the democratic principles of NATO. In 1952, when Turkey joined NATO, they were very committed to that. He has changed that to include a revision of the Turkish constitution last year. So personal liberty, religious freedom, all those things are being eroded by Erdogan. And so part of what he's doing, in addition to using Pastor Brunson as a bargaining chip with Gulen, I think he is also trying to flex his muscle. He's sending a message to his Muslim majority neighbors that he is committed to, in a broader sense, to their cause. Basically, Jay, sort of sticking it in the eye of the United States, even though he needs us, needs our weapons, needs our support, and we have troops stationed there. So you're exactly right. It's very, very complicated.
We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to, if I can, here, Than Bennett for a moment. Than, there's a great question that's coming in on Facebook, and that is, how did Turkey become so radical in such a short period? Let me first address that, and then we'll talk about it, because you've written on it, too. We have a book called Burning Bridges, Turkey's Return to Islamic Authoritarianism. And that's this has happened over basically a 20-year period. Turkey was the bridge to the West. They were the Muslim bridge to the West. They were pro-Western. They were pro-Western in thought, in government. And then what happened is Erdogan's regime has come in and purged the military, purged the judiciary. And what's the net result of that, unfortunately, is that you end up with what you have right now. And what you have right now is this. You have a situation where, and this is unfortunate, Turkey has gone to a much more radical Islamic approach than anybody, I think, had anticipated 20 years ago. Than?
Jay, the change that we've seen in Turkey since Erdogan came to power has been breathtaking. Remember, of course, he was originally the prime minister, which was the position inside the Turkish government that had the most power. Now he is president. They've changed to a quote, presidential system where it's really awfully close to a dictatorship, Jay, where he has taken over a lot of authoritarian power. He has suppressed any dissension. The elections that have taken place there recently, of course, there's a lot of reasons to suspect that they were free and fair. But Jay, as we talk about it in the context that we are today, the impact on the relationship with the United States is the most significant. You start with a security component. Of course, they're a NATO ally. We have Incirlik Air Force Base there. One of the most strategic security partners that the United States has in that region. Of course, it changes that whole dynamic. But Jay, it all comes back to a fundamental question. Even though Turkey has changed significantly, if it wants a positive relationship with the United States, it has to behave like an ally. And that goes from everything to fighting terrorism, to national security agreements, to, of course, not wrongfully detaining American citizens, which is what we're dealing with today. But you're right, Jay. You look back to a pre-Erdogan era in Turkey, and then in the early days of Erdogan being the prime minister, that was a very different Turkey than the one that we're negotiating with today.
There's no question about that. Go ahead, Wes.
In addition to being a part of NATO, Turkey's geographic location is so strategically important to the West. The southeastern part of the NATO, where Turkey is, borders Russia, Iraq, Iran, and Syria. What do those four nations have in common? They are all, in some to some degree or another, our adversaries, some of them outright enemies. They're all havens for terror groups. And three of the four of those countries that Turkey borders are headed by tyrannical governments who are on record as being enemies of the United States. And so their NATO membership and then our base there as a launching point and the fight against terrorism, all of that comes into play, which is why it makes this solution for Pastor Brunson so unbelievably complicated. And of course, he's been in prison, Jay, almost 2 years. Unthinkable.
Yeah. And I'm still, like I said, there's activity right now. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. William is calling from Macon, Georgia. William, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. I'll tell you like this right here. You remember the story about Moses in the Bible when he went to go set the people from Israelites from Egypt. I believe that the same situation is going to happen in this situation. You probably call it a prophetic word or whatever, but I don't see him being in there any longer than what they're saying. And I can see him coming out of it because the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous do avail much.
Well, listen, that's what we want is your prayers. When I was with Senator Graham yesterday, that's what he talked about was people praying because, we're doing all the legal, political, diplomatic things we can do, Than, but at the end of the day, the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. We know that.
Yeah, that really is true in this case, Jay. It's been true in many of these cases that we've dealt with, all of them really. Ultimately, the prayer of the people, of the faithful, Jay, is what we need. And look, just on the human plane that we can see, the plane that we're working on, you do have to look at things like a diplomatic cost or a security cost for Turkey. And I just think it's at this point that is the cost that is becoming too high for Turkey. I mean, you and Wes had a conversation about Turkey trying to use this as a leverage point. They're clearly doing that, Jay, but there are so many leverage points that the United States has that Turkey doesn't have from a diplomatic perspective, from an economic standpoint, a security standpoint. Of course, the other NATO allies of Turkey that are now turning the table against Turkey. So, yes, the prayer of the people is what's needed, Jay. But at the same time, it's up to us to advocate and to work on, for his release. And trust me, we're using all of those leverage points, some of which, Jay, we frankly can't talk about.
That's exactly right. Well, there's a lot we can talk about. I will tell you. I mean, I will tell you that. Wes is smiling here. Of course, there's a lot we can talk about. But what we can tell you is this, that there's going to be some activity next week. We probably will not be getting to a lot of that activity until right before it happens. So understand the sensitive nature of what we are dealing with right now. All right. I said we're taking your calls, and we're going to do just that. 1-800-684-3110. Ken is calling from California. Ken, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm very encouraged by the bipartisan effort to release Pastor as well as efforts by the ACLJ. My question is, based on the discussions and what we've learned about the concerns that the Turkish government raised about Pastor Brunson, is there anything that Christian missionaries around the world could do to improve the relations of the government and the countries that they're in?
Well, look, every country's we deal with cases all over the globe, and every country's different. And, you know, Wes, you've traveled the world in the military. The cultures are different. How you engage is different. And by the way, even within the Islamic world, it's different.
It is, especially in the Islamic world. When I was living in that part of the world, my Islamic friends used to say, well, you know, you're like us. You're a person of the book, people of the book, you know, Jews, Christians, and Arabs. But the view of religious freedom and what that means in Islamic countries is very different than most of the rest of the world. And of course, anytime missionaries go to other places to spread the gospel, they're making sacrifices, and at times they're putting their life and their safety at risk, and that goes with the territory in many places of being a missionary. But in many of the predominantly Muslim countries, for example, our chief ally, Saudi Arabia, the Christian church is still basically illegal. And so it's a different world.
Even within an ally country.
Yes, even within an ally country. And I think Erdogan, you know, he's pushing Turkey even more and more that direction. As an Islamist, Erdogan sees all other religions in Turkey as a threat. And thus the charges against Brunson of practicing Christianization.
Exactly. And they consider that a form of espionage and spycraft against the state.
And that is a typical Islamist approach to Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or any other religion.
Yeah. So, Than, let's paint a picture of what next week could look like without getting the specifics of the legislation. Based on your meetings, what are you expecting?
Well, here's the key, Jay. I think both branches of the government that are involved in this, the executive branch and the legislative branch, are going to be in close coordination, communicating with each other so that their messaging to Turkey is in sync and that the obligations that each of them have will be carried forward. And I would just tack this back, Jay, to the call that you just had. The strong bipartisan support that we've had. Senator Shaheen has been very key in this. Senator Lankford, Senator Tillis, Senator Graham, who you met with next week. But, Jay, here's the thing. They're all speaking in support of what the administration has led on. President Trump led the way with his tweet with President Erdogan, and you and I both know that followed on months of direct negotiation that the two of them have had. Vice President Pence echoed that. But to simply answer your question, over the course of the next week or two, the key will be both of those branches speaking in one voice, speaking in unison, and falling behind the lead of President Trump.
All right, we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110 when we come back from the break. So we'll have more calls. So we encourage you to do that, 1-800-684-3110. Merrick on Periscope says this: may God hold the pastor in his loving hands and bring him home safely. Amen to that. Prayers right now. It's what Lindsey Graham said. Senator's right. We need your prayers. There's a lot we can do. We're doing it. There's a lot we can't do. Trust God to do that. And that's the way this works. All right, we're going to take more of your calls and comments when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, the ACLJ, we're in a matching challenge campaign this month, and your support to the ACLJ makes a huge difference on this case and cases all over the globe. But I will tell you this, your team has worked this week in Washington on Pastor Brunson's release in ways you cannot imagine. We'll be back with more, including your calls, 800-684-3110, in just a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Again, a lot of calls coming in on Pastor Brunson's case. Can you give an I think it's important. You saw what I did. I mean, I met with the president. You saw the tweet that came out. We know there's a lot of conversations going on. I'm not going to give you in-depth conversations, of course, I had with the president on this, other than to tell you that he is fully engaged and is obviously demanding the release, now calling Brunson a hostage. That was a significant move in this negotiation to get him removed out of Turkey, Van.
I think the most significant one we've had to this point, Jay, and here's why. I mean, once the president sent that signal, once he sent a public message to President Erdogan, it wasn't a behind-the-scenes phone call, it wasn't a back-channel wire, it was a public tweet that this was his expectation of the president of Turkey. Jay, what that did is it freed up the other elements of the United States government to also be more public with the advocacy that they were doing on behalf of Pastor Brunson. So while we can't talk about all of it, I had dozens of conversations with offices in both the United States Senate and the United States House, dozens of calls with the State Department, with the Vice President's office, with other executive offices down the street. So, Jay, to me, what it was a freeing action by the President of the United States. A lot of this stuff had been taking place behind closed doors, still needs to be behind closed doors in many ways. But, Jay, it was permission for them to be more public with us about the actions that were taking place. And I have to tell you, I feel so much better 24 hours after the president sent that message,
yes,
being aware of what's taking place, than I did before that.
The day before that we were all there. Let me tell you, it was a rough day because the expectation was a plane removal from Turkey to with a doctor for Pastor Brunson, and that didn't happen. So we were, but listen, our job as lawyers is we deal with the evidence we have and the facts that we have, and this is the fact we had. So we dealt with it and we moved forward. I will tell you this also. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Thomas is calling from Virginia on line 2. Thomas, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, Jay. Hey, prayers go out to Pastor Brunson
thanks.
And his family. I got a couple quick questions. Has there been any thought to use the leverage of the fact that Turkey's aligned with Iran and their stance on Israel and everything that they've been making public statements like with Erdogan and everything? Isn't there some concern about a security risk within NATO because they have access to, you know, military?
Well, let me tell you the security risk. I mean, the security risk is if because they already have American technology from before, but then if we send them F-35s and they have the S-400. Russian anti-aircraft. I mean, Wes, that you asked a great question, by the way, Thomas, but I'm going to go right to Wes Smith, Colonel Smith.
Yeah, it's ironic. They want to buy a Russian missile system designed to shoot down the F-35, which they also want to buy from the United States. Erdogan, he's crafty. He's shrewd. He knows that he can play both of these, you know, nations against one another, Russia and the United States. He's using that leverage himself. And Russia, of course, you know, is very pleased with this development only because they have been trying since 1945 to fragment and weaken the NATO alliance. And so even though this perhaps will be smoothed out and Turkey will start acting like an ally once again, we don't know that for sure. But at the same time, anytime there's fragmentation and disagreement within NATO, that's one of the strategic goals of Russia and Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I will tell you this, that I think you have to be cognizant of the fact that what you're dealing with. And what you're dealing with here is, this is a great question that came in, why is Pastor Brunson being detained? Because he's Christian, and he's a pastor. They called it Christianization. They viewed that as somehow interfering with their national security. But Senator Tillis went to the floor of the Senate yesterday. This is a statement he made on Fox News. Let's play it.
I know that President Erdogan has a lot of challenges based on where he is, having Syria as a next door neighbor, having an insurgency, a terrorist organization that's threatening his own internal security. I get those challenges, and I know his job is a tough job. His job will be made a lot easier by having an ally like the United States standing behind them. But we can't do that when you have not only Pastor Brunson, but a number of other people in prison, some without charges.
There you have it. By the way, we need to say this, Than, also, Pastor Brunson's not the only American being held right now.
Yeah, other U.S. employees, Jay, a couple of people that aren't public as well. But look, I thought that what Senator Tillis said about the delicate balance here is so important here. We talk so much on this broadcast. We talk about both, Jay, but I think our listeners are probably more aware of Pastor Brunson than some of the military and security alliances that we have with Turkey. I want to say this very clearly. This is part of what complicates President Trump's job on this, because, look, we want and need a military and security alliance with Turkey. It is in the interest of the United States to maintain that. So while there are a lot of leverage points that we're trying to use, Jay, at the end of the day, that the goal that you're shooting for is Pastor Brunson's safe return home and a secure United States and the world. The best case scenario for that is a strong NATO alliance with Turkey, a strong military alliance between the United States and Turkey. So yes, Senator Tillis is absolutely right. President Pastor Brunson and the others being held by Turkey must be out. But the United States also needs that alliance with Turkey as well.
Yeah, that's where it's complicated. That's right. But let me tell you this, folks. Let me just take you behind the scenes here. There was a point yesterday where Than Bennett was with the vice president's office. I was with the president. CeCe Heil was with Senator Shaheen. Is that correct, Than? Or staff?
I think the timing of that's correct. There were a lot of meetings. Jay.
Yeah, and right before that, I was with Senator Graham. So when I tell you that we have deployed the assets of the ACLJ in our teams in Washington, and we brought up lawyers that have been working on this case from other offices, that's how significant this is. Jordan was on radio. I don't know if you were on radio. Were you on yesterday as well?
No.
Jordan was on radio with Than. We were in, and this is what's going on. So look, and over the next few days, next week, as we're working to get this release, you're going to see that things are going to be moving, and we may not be able to talk about it some days. It just may not be that we can talk about it. However, we are pressing forward. These are not easy cases. I wanted you to understand something. Remember Jordan said there's moments, and Than was talking about there's moments. Well, we had one, and then the moment passed. But now there's another one. So there's a reason that they moved the trial date to October. We know what that reason is. It's a technical thing, which is a good sign for us. We want him out before October, and I believe we're going to. But your prayers for this pastor's release are critical. We're doing everything we can, legally, diplomatically, geopolitically. But the prayers of the people right now will make a huge difference. In fact, I'm going to do something. We don't do this often on the broadcast, but there are times we do, and I'm going to do it right now. And I'm going to ask the priest, Episcopal priest, right here, who happens to be a colonel in the Air Force, Army, I shouldn't have said that, Army retired, to lead a prayer for a moment here for Pastor Brunson, and also for the president of Turkey, for Erdogan, and for the family.
All right, let's pray. Gracious God, Jesus as the Messiah saw Isaiah's prophecy fulfilled in him to proclaim freedom to the oppressed and liberty to those who are held captive. We pray for Pastor Brunson, who is held captive even as we speak, that you would give him comfort and strength and safety, that you would bless and give his family encouragement, and that all these moving parts that are taking place with all the different people trying to secure his release, that you would rule, and if necessary, you would overrule, in order that justice might be done and Pastor Brunson will be brought home. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
All right, there you have it. That's what Kelly said. Right now, that's what counts the most. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take a break. We're going to take more of your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Be in prayer for Pastor Brunson, underscoring what Colonel Smith just said. Very, very important. Also, don't forget the ACLJ and our matching challenge campaign, aclj.org for that. That's aclj.org. When we come back from the break, we'll take your calls. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, which a lot of you do, just go over to aclj.org or to Facebook or Periscope or any of our other social media platforms. We're streaming this broadcast right now, both the audio and the video. We encourage you to do it. Share it with your friends as well. We'll be back with more in a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition. calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, we're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110, and we're taking your calls about Pastor Brunson because we're giving you an update. Here's what is the latest on this. So I was not on the air yesterday because Jordan Fan held down the fort and did a great job, and that's because I was in with a meeting with Senator Graham, who visited, remember this, revisited Erdogan in Turkey and visited Pastor Brunson to secure his release. Let me tell you what the expectation was in Washington from a number of diplomatic sources. The expectation that was that on yesterday we were going to be announcing that Pastor Brunson was on his way home. Planes were set up. Doctors were ready to take care of him if there were any medical needs. And we were ready to announce that, and our government was ready to announce it. And then a snafu happened of some type. A diplomatic hurdle was put in the way. That happens in these. We know that. At that point, let me tell you what I did. I deployed our teams all over Washington. And Than can attest to it because he was running all over Washington. We had C.C. Heil in one set of offices, Than Bennett in another. Jordan and I were with the president. Than was over with the vice president's office. CeCe was with Senator Shaheen. I had already met with Senator Lindsey Graham, and we wanted to find out exactly what was going to happen next. Than, give a sense what you picked up, which is the same that information I got. We're still very optimistic, but with these situations, I'm also always very cautious.
Well, the approach yesterday, Jay, was divide and conquer, get the input from everybody involved in this and see if we could piece together the accurate narrative. And I think the message coming from all corners of the United States government was essentially the same, that they still believe that this is something that is going to be worked out diplomatically and politically. Yes, there was a delay. Obviously, we don't like any delay whatsoever. But, Jay, I'm confident that the right players are involved on both sides of the water, both in Turkey and here in the United States, and that there's going to be a positive outcome because the message from all of those corners was consistent. And I just to reset this for listeners who may have been just joining us, Jay, I think there is a reason for that because about, 36 hours ago, the President of the United States came out very clearly and sent a signal to all corners of the government that this was his top priority and that they were going to reach a solution. So, Jay, yesterday as we were running all over town talking to these various players, the message was the same. They had been given a signal by their leader, the President of the United States. They were working on it, and they believe, Jay, that a solution is near.
The president called him a hostage, called Andrew Brunson a hostage. That is legally significant and diplomatically significant. I'm going to try to grab a call right here because the phone lines are jamming up. 1-800-684-3110. Jeanette from Washington State, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Hey. I was calling because recently it was my understanding that our president had decided that we should pull out of NATO because they have been unfair to us and things just aren't working. So
that we're pulling out of NATO?
No,
the United States is not pulling out of NATO. There is no, the president recommitted to NATO and there is no way, Wes, we would pull out of NATO.
No. I understand Jeanette's question, though, but he has criticized NATO for them not carrying their fair share of the load. In actuality, they have ponied up, as they say, and many of them are paying more towards the common defense of NATO. But yeah, NATO is vitally, strategically important, not only to the United States, but to most of the civilized world, all of Western Europe and our other allies in the Pacific, everywhere, even though it's a North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Very, very important. It's not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, NATO was founded in 1945 to deter Soviet aggression. Under Vladimir Putin, that Russian aggression is still as real and is still a clear and present danger as it was in 1945. So NATO is not going anywhere.
No, that's exactly correct. All right, we're taking a break. We're going to take your calls. We've cleared a couple lines for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Your calls make a difference because we are thrilled not only to answer your questions, but also appreciate your prayers coming in for this pastor. more than you know. We'll take some more calls. I said 1-800-684-3110 coming up. For those on Facebook, Periscope, or TV, you're going to see right now the CeCe Heil at 4 o'clock this morning, Central Time, where she was. She did an interview with Fox and Friends, which we really appreciate her doing. And we're going to play that for you during the break here. You can tell, we're working, folks. We're going to get this done. We're getting it done. President said get it done. We're going to get it done. We're getting it done. But we got to fight back. All right, take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Dennis calling from Kansas on line 3. Dennis, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Jay. Thank you for your efforts and Senator Brunson or Andrew Brunson's case and the efforts you make in so many different cases. I was fortunate enough to visit Turkey in 2016 during their presidential election. I bought a cap that said "Make America Great Again." Many of the foreign people there would read my cap and give me a thumbs up. And I thank God for your efforts, and I thank God we have a president with a backbone that says what he wants to try to do and then sets about the business of trying to get those things accomplished.
Well, he is doing that. Let me tell you this, though. The current from the State Department right now is their level 3 travel warning to Turkey. That means reconsider travel due to terrorism and arbitrary detentions.
Yes.
So that tells you what they're concerned with Americans, arbitrary detentions. What does that tell you, Wes?
Well, it says that that they realize how unstable the government is there. How restrictive and oppressive it is under Erdogan. And, you know, Turkey has this rich history going back, you know, thousands of years. It's the land of the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. It is a vacation spot for Europeans. And I read in an article just this week that one of the ways that this is impacting Turkey, in addition to all the diplomatic and the negotiations with NATO and about the F-35s and on and on and on, is that Turkey's tourism industry is hurting really, really bad. And it's one of their larger industries there. And people, because of Erdogan and this repressive government, they are afraid to travel there. And so that travel warning from our State Department certainly should give anyone pause who's going there, even though, as the caller said, it is a beautiful country. But at the same time, the United States is not the only country that fears for their citizens to travel freely there.
Yeah, this is the nature of the problem. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Linda on Facebook writes, I hope Pastor Brunson knows that a lot of people all over the world care about him. I know that Senator Graham shared that with him when he was there with him last month in prison. What else have you learned about that? And look, I know the vice president has called Noreen. The president has reached out direct. I mean, there's been a lot of outreach to the family here.
Yeah, that's right. A number of them have spoken directly with Pastor Brunson, have spoken with Noreen. Jay, I am told that he is well aware of the efforts that are underway, and that has really buoyed his spirits, as you can imagine. I think Dennis's point is well made here, that Turkey's a beautiful place. It's a place that should be in cooperation with the rest of the world, Jay, and yet that advisory from the State Department to reconsider travel is clearly appropriate in this case. And I would just bring it all back to Pastor Brunson, Jay. I mean, this is a man who he and his family dedicated their lives, more than 23 years in service to Turkey and the Turkish people. So it had to break his heart when that government turned against him, Jay. They've been detaining him for almost 2 years now, the country that he dedicated his life, gave his life to serve. I'm sure he's buoyed by his home country, the United States of America, standing with him. But ultimately, Jay, until he's home, his mental state and his well-being, of course that's going to be a concern. It would have to be.
Absolutely. All right, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Tony is calling from Clifton, New Jersey, on line one. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Jay. I'm just calling with prayers and extremely heartbroken for the situation that the poor pastor is in. And I'm actually just reaching out, and neighbors of mine also. We all keep abreast of the situation. And I remember something that we did.
Tony, let me say this. I'm grabbing a lot of calls. The fact that you're praying, encouraging your neighbors to pray, I really appreciate, and so does this family, especially at the stage we're at right now. I appreciate it at all stages, but especially the stage we're at right now. Let's go to Lynn. She's calling from Illinois. She's online, too. And by the way, our phone lines are open, 1-800-684-3110. Lynn, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that I've been praying for Pastor Brunson for a long time, at least over a year. And I appreciate all the diplomatic and political efforts you're making. I'm really concerned as I pray as to his welfare. I just wondered if there were any insights into that. You mentioned, you know, certainly his mental state is not good, but I just wondered physically, you know, what kind of conditions he's been living in.
Well, can you imagine life in a Turkish prison is not pleasant. He's, you know, you've seen pictures, he's lost a lot of weight. He's discouraged. He's being held up. He appreciates people praying for him, but he's been in jail for almost 2 years. So this is very difficult. There's no way to I can't paint this and say he's doing great. Let me put it this way. There was a doctor available. If the release happened last week, then the doctor last week. That's how long this week's been. 2 days ago, if he was going to be released, there was a doctor ready to evaluate him even before they got him to Germany.
And of course, he would have needed that, Jay. 651 is the number I would give. 651 days that he has been in a Turkish prison, and only 3 days has he been let out for a trial. And look, you can't even pretend that's due process. It was a year and a half in jail. Then he was given one 13-hour trial day where he didn't get to put up a single witness, thrown back in jail for 3 weeks. Day two of the trial was 11 hours. Only one of his witnesses was allowed. Then 2 months back in jail until this week when he got a third trial day. And as of now, Jay, he's told that he's remanded back into that jail for 3 more months until October 12th. That is the due process, so to speak, that he has been provided. So look, we don't have day-to-day updates on his health, but I can guarantee you that there are certain days where that health is a very dire situation.
He's lost a lot of weight, too.
Yeah, 60 pounds. So you can imagine the situation there is very grim. Let me give you a sense of what we're doing. So if you're just joining us later, just let me recap here. So there was an expectation by our government and the Turkish government that Brunson was going to be released and probably back in the United States by Thursday. If not Thursday, it would have been today. Everything was ready. Airplanes were set. Medical doctors available. Family was ready to go. And then a diplomatic hurdle was put in the way. Does that happen in these cases? All the time. We had a moment. We seized the moment. Then a hurdle was put in the way. What do you do when that happens? You look for the next moment. That next moment could be as early as next week. That's how this moves. What I need to tell you is, We are deploying our assets all over the globe on this. Our office in Strasbourg, France is working on it. Our offices in Washington, our media center. We pulled in lawyers from different offices to help on this. Than has deployed his entire staff. The most difficult part of these cases, the hardest part of these cases, is you get ready to go, and what happens? A hurdle. But we're the lawyers, we're the government affairs team. We don't get to just say, oh, well, that's what happened. We have to look at what's the next plan. So I never go into any situation, in any case, in about 40 years of practicing law almost, be 40 years in about 14 months, I'll be practicing law for 40 years. Never only have a plan A. In fact, I don't only have a plan A and a plan B. I go all the way to sometimes right through the alphabet. Have multiple plans. That's what you have to do. The UN's involved. We even have NATO involved in this as far as communications with NATO. So we're doing everything that's possible. But then you've been doing government affairs, not quite 40 years, but you've been doing it a long time. And what we need to encourage our audience is that this is a hurdle. These happen.
Yeah, about 20 years, Jay, and I got to tell you, this has been one of the most complex negotiations that I've ever seen.
More so than the Abedini case out of Iran, I have to say.
Not even close, to be honest with you. But I'll tell you this, in another sense.
Go ahead.
Well, look, Pastor Brunson's not home, so in that sense, I'm not encouraged. But I will tell you one thing I am very encouraged about. I've never seen the various apparatuses of the United States government deployed to the extent that they are now and in as much coordination as they are now. The vice president, the president, the secretary of state, two secretaries of state, actually, overseas, the members of the United States Senate, the members of the United States House. Jay, the letter that the United States Senate put out was signed by 66 members of the United States Senate, something that doesn't happen in this day and age. And then what is the result of that? If you look around the world, Jay, you had 100 members of the European Parliament say the same thing. We reached out to every member of NATO and asked them to exert pressure on Turkey. What happened? Many of them have spoken out on behalf of a U.S. citizen. They're engaging for the citizen of another country, Jay. That is what happens when the full force of the United States government is engaged. So, you know, am I encouraged about this case? I won't be fully encouraged until Pastor Brunson is home, but it has been very encouraging for the United States to stand up on his behalf. And look, when he comes home one day, he is going to have more members of the United States government eager to greet him than I think any prisoner, any hostage in United States history.
Yeah, look, the President of the United States has called him a hostage. I believe that is the first time the President's used the word hostage, and that's a strong word. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're in the last segment of the broadcast. I'm going to do something that we did last Friday. We're going to take calls on any subject you want to talk about. You got to get your calls in now, though, because usually the lines jam up. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And it doesn't mean I'm going to answer any question you ask me, but we'll let you ask it. 1-800-684-3110. So we'll take your calls coming back for the last segment of the broadcast. We've got some Debbie on Periscope. 651 days. So shameful that Pastor Brunson has been held in Turkish prison that long. It is. We're going to get him out. I don't want it to be 658. I want it before then. I'd like it to be 652 when he's out. But I understand the diplomatic aspects. 1-800-684-3110. Your chance to ask a question on a variety of topics. We'll take those calls when we come back for the break. Don't forget the ACLJ's matching challenge. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll take your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Got some music coming during the break.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Nancy is calling from Delaware. She's on line two. Nancy, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you guys for everything that you do, continuing to pray for Pastor Brunson.
Thank you.
I just had a quick question. Is there any update on Asia Bibi?
Asia Bibi. Well, let me tell you, that's case is going on year five. It's tough. It's Pakistan. We have an office there. We have an office in Lahore, Pakistan. We have raised it at every possible tribunal, fan you could raise it at. Right now, there's not any movement. I think it's fair to say that.
There's really not, Jay, but we continue to press it behind the scenes. Look, I mean, this is another good illustration of how all of these cases are complicated. And look, you have to look for moments in each of the cases, like we've said so many times. We continue to work behind the scenes, but Jay, the moment this week is really for Pastor Brunson. And so that's where I think most of the diplomatic efforts are engaged.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right. And that's what you got to realize here. We are taking calls at 1-800-684-3110. There is a little update on Forbes magazine reported back in May that a top Pakistani judge did confirm that Asia Bibi will get her opportunity to have her appeal heard by the Pakistani Supreme Court. That's a big deal because international pressure can be put on the Pakistani Supreme Court. We will actually file briefs in that case. We have an office in Lahore, Pakistan. Now, having said that, no date has been yet set for the trial, but that's the update that I can give you there. All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I also want to take some Facebook and Periscope questions that come in. Paige on Facebook writes, why does it take so long to go through diplomatic channels? Because that's what diplomacy is. Diplomacy is an arduous and slow process. But it's a necessary process when the alternatives are what? What's the alternative to diplomacy here? There's not going to be a war, so you've got to go through the process. So, yes, it's slow. It's painstaking. Government wheels then move slowly.
Yeah, Jay, and it's not so much that the diplomatic channels themselves take a long time to set up. It's that there's so many moving pieces. I mean, there's so many moving pieces, even if you're talking about a country that you don't have established ties with. But, Jay, we're talking about a country where we have significant economic interests. We're talking about a country that is the most significant security alliance that we have in the region. We're talking about a NATO ally. We're talking about a country that does a whole lot of economic loans from the United States, from the World Bank, from other world apparatuses. So every piece affects the other one, Jay. So the diplomatic channel itself can open very quickly, and you might even be able to resolve one piece of it very quickly, say the Pastor Andrew Brunson piece. However, that makes one of those other pieces move, Jay, and you have to bring in different people from both governments to resolve that piece. So if it were one piece, I think it would resolve very quickly. But the fact that there are so many intertwined moving pieces, that's what makes it take so long.
Michelle writes on Facebook, and instead of take your questions here, and again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to do it by phone. Michelle says, are there any other nations we could get behind our effort to get Pastor Brunson released? We made a direct outreach to the NATO partners.
Right.
So explain what that means.
Yeah, there are 29 members of NATO. Turkey is one of those 29. And so we reached out. C.C. Hall, I know, contacted people there. Yes. And so our NATO allies, the other 27 countries plus the U.S., are on board with this. They are putting pressure behind the scenes on Turkey to do something about Pastor Brunson.
And so has the United Nations Committee on Arbitrary Detention, which they only take about 20 cases a year. They took Pastor Brunson's case.
And the European Parliament.
Yeah, and the European Parliament. So, yes, that was a great question coming in from Michelle, and that's exactly correct. This is an off-the-record, this is off-topic question, but I said we'd answer anything that I felt like I would answer. I'll answer this one. How did the J. Sekulow Band get started? Well, that's an interesting question. It started as a jam session at our media centers on Monday nights. And we just, a group of musicians, friends of mine, would come in and we'd start playing. And then all of a sudden there was two of us and four of us and eight of us. And then different musicians would drop in. I mean, we've had Lee Greenwood. We've had Ricky Skaggs, Joe Vitale, the drummer for the Eagles, and Joe Walsh. So it just developed. And then a lot of the teams, I call it the pros and the Joes. There's half the players on the J. Sekulow Band. That's what they do for a living. The rest of us do other things. But we get together and we have a great time. We haven't been able to do it as much as I would like with everything else going on that I'm handling, as you know, but we still do it. We did it about 2 weeks ago. And we may have another video concert coming up, but one that we did when we taped Mike Huckabee's program. We did a little pre-show, and fortunately they videoed it. So we're doing that. We hopefully will get that out to you. Pam on Facebook writes, why are NATO allies allowed to hold prisoners in the citizens of another country? You're leaving out. Let me tell you this. It's not that NATO, there's nothing in the NATO documents that say you can keep other countries' citizens that are NATO. It's they've accused him, which is absurd here, of the crime of Christianization. But the president said it correctly, Fan, he is a hostage now.
He's a hostage, Jay. And look, for both the United States and the other NATO allies, when an ally, in this case inside NATO, behaves in this way, clearly violating the terms of NATO, by the way, then there has to be a repercussion. Look, Turkey's done this to exert leverage. Every member of the NATO alliance should respond in like fashion. Now, of course, the United States is the strongest player in this, so we can engage diplomatically, economically, through security arrangements, through denying certain loans. But, Jay, the other 27 members of NATO, not the United States, not Turkey, they should be exerting the same pressure because, look, it could be a member of their country next. And in fact, it has been a member of other countries. You know, there was the case of the German prisoner that was released when German exerted leverage. But the larger point here is, Jay, of course, inside any alliance, there are going to be participants in that alliance that do something that violates the term of the alliance. It is up to the other members of that alliance to then respond in a punitive fashion.
Yeah, the NATO Charter is committed explicitly to justice and the rule of law. What makes this case unique, if you get arrested in England or Italy someplace and you've killed someone or you robbed a bank, they're legally and appropriately going to hold you there for trial. In the case of Pastor Brunson, the charge is Christianization, and he has not been given due process. It is a clear violation of NATO standards about justice, the rule of law, personal freedom, all of those things. And in that sense, Jay, it's unprecedented. We've never had a NATO ally do this.
Yeah, this is what makes this. I said this is more difficult than the cases we've handled out of Iran, and frankly, more difficult than some of the cases we've handled out of the Sudan. We've handled cases all over the globe on this. We've had great success, but I mean, it's this one has been completely more no question, as Wes just said, it is more complicated. Because of the NATO relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, we weren't worried about our military bases in Iran when we were demanding the release of those hostages. We weren't worried about our military actions in Sudan when we were negotiating Meriem Ibrahim's release. But with Turkey, you've got an air base. It's like a large air base.
Yes.
And West, really the most strategic air base.
Absolutely. The most strategic air base that we have in the Middle East. And the question becomes, how do you come down hard on a NATO ally to get your citizen released and at the same time don't fracture the NATO alliance?
Well, that's what exactly right. Let me ask do the last one here, and that is Eric on Facebook. Diplomacy and the government always move slowly. Does it have to be that way? Than, unfortunately, it is.
It does move slowly, but Jay,
this is actually
just
moving quickly for that part. Diplomatic session is moving actually pretty quick.
That's exactly what I was going to say to Eric. Based on my experience, the engagement of the diplomatic wheels of the United States government, Jay, has been moving very swiftly, and I actually think very effectively as well. Now, look, he's not home yet,
right.
So we're not going to stop until he's home, but be encouraged. Every layer of the U.S. government is engaged.
I will tell you this. We're working this weekend to secure the release of a pastor named Andrew Brunson from Black Mountain, North Carolina, and held in captive in Turkey for 651 days. I don't want it to be 658. We're working this weekend on it. Pray for him. Pray for his release. Have a great weekend.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.